Series inductees are folk musician Linda McRae and longtime CITR programmer Steve Edge. The awards ceremony and concert will feature performances from Thad Beckman and Linda McRae. The event will take place on September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at St. James Hall. Tickets will be sold for $24 each.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 19th of August, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oak Sen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, summer's almost over and we're gearing up for the 2016 Vancouver Fringe Festival. Plenty of friends of Dave Radio are participating this year. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing our best to get the word out about as many of them as we can. To start off today, I'm just going to be going through my email list and reading off all the stuff that people have been sending me about some of the great shows that are coming up on the Fringe. And then over the next few weeks, they'll be coming in as guests to talk about them and maybe do some scenes from them and stuff like that. Plus, we got our weekly call board feature and lots and lots and lots of great local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, we're going to kick things off with a preview of an event that's coming up about 3 weeks. It's the Plastic Acid Orchestra. Now, this is a group I'd never heard of before, but they reached out to me because they're going to be performing with Veda Hilly, who is a friend of the show, and we've had her on the air a couple of times before. And I looked into them, and they're wild. It's a 46-piece orchestra, and they present a variety of musical forms, genres. They do classical music, but they do modern stuff. They do kind of, you know, contemporary pop music. There's a whole range of different things that they do, and I was really really pleased to be exposed to them and to be able to present some of their stuff to them. So as I said, in a couple of weeks, I think it's the 9th of September, we're going to have Veda Hilly here to talk about her participation with them. But I thought I'd just get things started by giving you a taste of what they sound like. This is from a concert they did at the Vogue Theater, I believe it was last year. This is the Plastic Acid Orchestra right here. We'll be right back. How about that, huh? Yeah, and more of that is going to be happening at the Vancouver Playhouse. It's called The Plastic Acid Orchestra, An Evening with Veda Hilly and Friends, Saturday, September 10th at the Playhouse. You can get tickets at Tickets Tonight. Let's see, where is there? I guess you go to the Plastic, plasticacid.com is their website. You'll find out more about them there. And as I say, Veda Hilly will be here with us on the day, on the 9th of September to help promote it as well. Now let's move on here. As I said, we're going to be talking about some of the shows that are going to be coming up at the Vancouver Fringe Festival this year. The first one I want to talk about is a show that I'm involved in. I'm the sound designer for Mrs. Barber's Daughters. This is a production of Vancouver's Vital Spark Theatre. Directed by Joan Bryans. The play itself is relatively new. It's written by A.J. Todovan, who is a British, I think she's actually a Scottish author, playwright. And the story is about an 87-year-old woman who basically lives alone. She is the sole remaining occupant of a building due for demolition, and she is standing her ground. She plants herself in her armchair, and her only companion is her golden oldies radio, which brings on, basically it creates a mood. So anytime a song comes up that reminds her of an event from her past, the play recreates that moment. I'll just read again from the press release. Marooned in her armchair, dependent on her niece come caregiver, Joan, Mary is beset by memories of a life in a family which for 100 years has been influenced by good or bad by Mrs. Barber, leader of a rent strike in 1915. And the story of the rent strike is, it's kind of secondary to the play, but it's an interesting story in itself, in that in 1915, during the First World War, when most of the capable men of Glasgow were off in the trenches fighting the war, the women were left behind and were basically screwed over by the landlords. They tried to give a really draconian rent increase, and Mrs. Barber said no, and she led 10,000 women in a protest march in Glasgow's Sheriff Court, and within a few months, that had grown to 20,000 tenants who went on a rent strike, and that forced the Prime Minister of the day, Lloyd George, to pass the Rent Restriction Act, which was the first rent control legislation of its kind in Europe. So that's kind of the background of the story itself, but that's not what the play is about. The play is about the determination of this one woman, and the sound design is fantastic. It's just great. It's brilliant. I had a lot of fun working on it, building this radio station and playing all these old tunes and making the whole story come alive. So Mrs. Barber's Daughters is at the Fringe. It's going to be at the Van City Culture Lab, which is part of the Vancouver East Cultural Center on Venable Street. So make sure you include Mrs. Barber's Daughters in your pile of stuff that you're going to see at the Fringe this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song is about a man who lived in the black, but the funk helped him to get into the red. It's called Payday.
There was a
So that's Jay Armour. Arner with an N. No, no, stop. Stop playing, Jay. Just stop. One song is great. And then I talk, and then maybe we'll let you do another song later. But thanks anyway, Jay. Jay Arner, J2 is the name of the album on Mint Records. And that has climbed up to number 2 on CITR's charts this week. And so we're just sort of, you know, playing stuff off the charts and talking about the Fringe Festival on today's Dave Radio. Another show, and this is... I don't want you to get the impression that I'm only talking about shows that I'm involved in, although it seems like that. But I'm also helping out Jacques Lalonde with Trump the Musical. And that's going to be at the Carousel Theater Space on Granville Island throughout the Fringe. Now, this is exactly what you think it is. It's a madcap musical. I think the marvelous Wayne Stewart is the musical director for that. Jacques Lalonde, of course, is the writer, director, and I think he's playing Trump as well. So it's going to be great. It's kind of a combination of Game of Thrones, Star Wars. There's a little bit of Family Feud in there. All kinds of crazy songs and parodies and costumes and lots of fun. And you want to check that one out. That's Trump the Musical at the Fringe Carousel Theater. If you thought maybe... I don't know. Looks kind of weird. Yeah, it is. But it's fun. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. It's really, trust me, believe me, it's going to be the best. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. All right, stop with the Trump imitations. All right, just knock it off. All right, let's hear some more music. Here's Supermoon.
Sixty movies from 14 countries, 33 feature length, 27 short films. This August 25th to September 4th. The Vancouver Latin American Film Festival features a mix of Latin American auteur cinema that will have something for all audiences, including international hits, new directors, short film competition, Canada Looks South, indigenous films from BC and beyond, plus more. In addition, this year the festival presents Activismo, a new category featuring films about activism and current events in Latin America. Tickets are on sale now. Please visit the website, vlaff.org, to learn more.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
So I just realized I inadvertently played a song under... underneath the VLAF ad that I ran. So in all fairness, because they did give us a little bit of money to play it, I'm going to play the VLAF ad again, but as it was originally intended.
60 movies from 14 countries, 33 feature length, 27 short films, this August 25th to September 4th. The Vancouver Latin American Film Festival features a mix of Latin American auteur cinema that will have something for all audiences, including international hits, new directors, short film competition, Canada Looks South, indigenous films from BC and beyond, plus more. In addition, this year the festival presents Activismo, a new category featuring films about activism and current events in Latin America. Tickets are on sale now. Please visit the website, vlaff.org, to learn more.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? Yeah, you just type in CITR-Dave Radio in the search box and click on my face when it pops up. And remember to subscribe. And also check out some of your other favorite shows. And whatever show it is you like, you go to iTunes and you type CITR-Nardwar or... peanut butter and jams, or the Scald's Hall, or the Cat's Pajamas, or I can't think of any other shows. But anyway, you know which your favorite show is. Just go on iTunes, type CITR dash, type in the title of it, and the podcast will pop it up, and you can listen to it anytime you want. You can go back and listen to the archives, and the best part about it is it's free. So we're talking about the Fringe Festival right now and some of the friends of the show that are producing some great stuff that's coming up. Another show that I definitely want you to check out is Fiesta. Ain't no party like a Portuguese festa. I said fiesta. I meant festa. And it's Maria Cruz and Sandra Medeiros, and they are live at the Portuguese Club on Commercial Drive, right next to Joe's. You're invited to eat and drink while being immersed in the fun and drama of a festa as two actors play all the members of a typical Portuguese family. I hope there'll be cataplana. That's my favorite Portuguese dish. When you grow up, what gets passed on and what gets passed over? So it's Festa, F-E-S-T-A, at the Fringe, at the Portuguese Club of Vancouver, 1144 Commercial Drive. The Fringe, of course, runs from Friday, September 9th to Thursday, September 8th to Sunday, September 18th. And for more information on this or any other Fringe show, you go to the Vancouver Fringe website and check them out. Okay, we're gonna play some vinyl. We're actually gonna play some vinyl, and I got something clicking here. That just shut off, so that's good. Yeah, we're gonna play some vinyl. This is Lié. That's the New Black, song called Nothing. There'll be, I'm not sure if they got anything coming up soon, but keep checking the Princeton. They like to play the Princeton a lot. And before that was Lee A and the title track off their new vinyl. Yes, Lee A has cut some vinyl, and it's the album's called Truth or Consequences. And we heard the title song from that one. We are letting folks know about some of the stuff to check out on the Fringe Festival this year. One of Vancouver's most prolific playwrights. She's always got something on the go. I'm talking about Sally Stubbs. And she has got a play that... I'm just bringing the post. The music you hear in the background is Pugs and Crows, who are going to be performing live right here in our studios and in front of the crowd in the Student Nest in about 25 minutes from now. So keep your dial open and your ears tuned. And man. It's going to be a great afternoon here on the radio. Okay, so I was talking about Sally Stubbs. She has got a show on, and that is going to be at the Culture Lab at Venables and Victoria for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. It's called And Bella Sang With Us. And this is the story of the first female police constables of the Vancouver Police Force. Let me see here. I've got Sally's promo material here. I had it, and then it disappeared. Okay, here we go. It's a fast-paced drama with humor and song, inspired by Vancouver's first women police officers, directed by Sarah Rogers and Ian Harmon, and a great cast of some terrific Vancouver actors. A lot of them who are also named Sarah for some reason. We've got Sarah Louise Turner, Sarah Mae Redmond, Sarah Roa. We've also got Leanne Brody and Simon Webb, and a production team of some great folks, Brain Ball, Barbara Clayton. I wonder if that's Brian Ball. Anyway, Kyla Gardner, Patricia Jiang, and Nenta Nezu. So the story itself is, let's see here. Will the two constables be able to save a young woman from a life on the streets? Will they be able to find their way in a police department and a city not used to female authority figures? Will running after criminals while wearing floor-length skirts ever get easier? And that is an excerpt from the book jacket
of And Bella Sang With Us. And that play is, as I said, it's going to be presented at the Van Nuys Culture Lab during the Fringe this September. Written by Sally Stubbs. Looks like a really powerful piece, but lots of fun as well. One of the reviews says, a script nuanced, darkly funny, and action-packed. All three things that I am in favor of. Another Fringe thing to check out. And while we are listening to that stuff, we're also listening to some tunes. This is Adam Teacher and the Subs. That is Linda McCrae, and we are very pleased and honored and thrilled to pass on congratulations to Linda, who is going to be inducted into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame at a special presentation ceremony at St. James Hall on September 4th, part of Linda's concert at the hall on that night. So that's an event you want to go to, definitely. So that's at St. James Hall, which is the United Church at 10th and Trutch on September 4th. Tickets are somewhere. I'll put the link on the Dave Radio Facebook page for it, and you'll probably get some information on Steve Edge's Rogue Folk Club as well, because Steve will also be inducted into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame on the same night. So very exciting night for Vancouver music, for CITR, for friends of Linda and friends of Vancouver music and all that kind of stuff. So you don't want to miss out on that.
The University Neighborhoods Association will be hosting its 10th annual Barn Raising Festival at the Old Barn Community Center on August 20th. We are inviting everyone to the celebration from 1 to 4 p.m. and you don't want to miss out on the best 10th birthday party of the year. All the Barn's friends will be in attendance, so come say hi to the UBC Farm, the Bike Kitchen, Triumph House, and many more partners. The celebration this year will feature a free barbecue, live musical performances, free demo classes, tons of activities, and a live broadcast by CITR.
All right, I'm going to apologize to start out with because I'm terrible with names, but let's give it a shot. We got another Fringe show coming up. It's called Aux L'Amour by Cara Nolte, and this is a presentation of Shakespeare Unchained. It's a solo performance by Cara Nolte, which investigates the idea of intimacy and how we show ourselves to others using elements of poetry, original text, movement, repetition, and transformation as tools. The work leans into nostalgia while sharing joyful moments of personal triumph and struggle. Be prepared for part universal lament and part sensual consolation. This is a production that has been in development for the last couple of years. It's toured around BC. It's also been to Calgary and Edmonton, and now it comes back to Vancouver for the Fringe Festival. It's about a half an hour, but in that time, you're taken into Cara Nolte's hilarious, whimsical, poignant take on topics such as identity, addiction, and karaoke. So, that looks like a lot of fun. Lots of great choreographers have helped her out with this, including Tara Cheyenne Friedenberg and Judith Marcuse. So, Aux L'Amour by Cara Nolte. It's going to be at the False Creek Gym on Cartwright Street on Granville Island as part of the Fringe Festival. And there is one half-price show on September 10th, so watch out for that one. We are rapidly running out of time, so let's move on to the call board, because there's some stuff coming up. We're getting into the fall season, so some Christmas pantos and some musicals are topping our list this time around. We've talked about this for a couple of weeks, but they are still taking applications. This is the 2017 Push Festival Concord Floral. It's a production written by Governor General Award-winning playwright and Club Push curator-in-residence Jordan Tannehill. And it's an opportunity for youth ages 16 to 19 to gain some professional performing arts experience. You don't need to have any professional training or experience. You just have to be enthusiastic and want to participate. And there is going to be a special workshop to kind of help prepare for the audition. They're separate but connected in a way. So you don't have to take the audition if you do the workshop. You don't have to take the workshop if you want to do the audition, but you can definitely do both, and it would all be worthwhile. So the workshop is called How to Fall, and it's a three-day performance workshop. It's free, and it's presented by Toronto artist Aaron Brubaker, who is one of the directors and curators of Concord Floral. So also, again, experience welcome but not required. You just have to want to be there. So the workshop is happening September 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Shadbolt Center. And then the audition is on September 12th. And if you want more information, you can contact the Shadbolt Center website. So let's get into some Christmas shows. Emerald Pig in Maple Ridge is doing the best Christmas pageant ever. This is a silly, silly show. Lots of fun. I think it ends with the fire department showing up, if I remember correctly. So it's just crazy. That's going to be happening in December. The auditions are at the end of the month, August 30th and September 1st. They're looking for about 15 kids between the ages of 8 and 14. And then about a dozen adults between the ages of 35 and 60. Some non-speaking parts for children as well. In Delta, the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, who have now rebranded themselves as FVGSS, a musical theater company, they're doing Pinocchio for their Christmas panto. And their auditions are in the first week of September. The production's happening in late November, and to audition, you go to St. Cuthbert's Church in Delta. They're looking for cast members, ages 8 to adults, but they're also looking for volunteers to help with set building, deck, set deck, props, all costumes, all that kind of stuff. Metro Theater is doing Robin Hood and Marian, directed by Catherine Morrison. Auditions for that are Monday, August 29th and 30th at Metro Theater, which is at the foot of Granville Street, right by the Arthur Lang Bridge. I thought I saw another one in there. I guess not. So that's all the Christmas stuff. Then we've got Metro Theater's production of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. That audition is on Sunday, this weekend. And that is directed by Joan Bryans. That production is happening in October and November at Metro Theater. So just show up at Metro for that one. Sidekick Players doing Art by Yasmina Reza, translation by Christopher Hampton. Jacqueline Keith directing, production in January, auditions August 24th and 28th at the Tsawwassen Art Center. Looking for three guys who can sort of play late 40s, early 50s. Phantom Moon Collective doing Spring Awakening, directed by Chris Lamb. Actually, Chris Lamb is pretty darn busy. He's also got a fringe show coming up that hopefully I'll have a chance to talk about. Anyway, Chris is directing Spring Awakening, and that will be in March. The auditions are August 27th. And in the spirit of last year's production of Dogfight, some of the roles will be double cast. So some nights the actors will be playing the lead role, and then they'll switch back and play ensemble roles, and then the other actor will take over the lead. And that's Phantom Moon Collective producing that. Let's see, the venue is Pacific Theater. Don't know where the auditions are, but they're happening on August 27th. Chris Lamb is also directing The Who's Tommy for Renegade Company, which is the studios at 125 East 2nd. Anna Kuhman is choreography and musical director as Adam DeRoss. And that is production in November, audition dates September 10th and 13th. You can email renegadearts@outlook.com to submit your resume for that. Fighting Chance Productions doing Ragtime. And this is a in-concert production, so it's more of a staged reading of a musical. You will be asked to sing and perform, but there will be no costumes or props or sets or anything like that. You'll basically be standing with script in hand. The auditions are September 11th and 12th. The production is happening in February. The audition address is to be confirmed, so contact fightingchanceproductions.ca for more information about that. They do have a couple of notes. This is an in-concert production, which means it'll be a 1.5-week rehearsal process. Show will be performed on book, looking for strong singers, and Fighting Chance is always looking for a new company talent. So all their shows are cast with at least 50% newcomers to the company. But anybody that gets a start with Fighting Chance usually stays on and does a few more shows or moves on to bigger and better things. So it's a great opportunity to get a break. And last but not least, Royal City Musical Theater, Anything Goes by Cole Porter. That'll be their spring show in April in New Westminster. The auditions are happening in mid-September. Contact royalcitymusicaltheater.com for more information on that. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have any notices you'd like read on the air, or you want to share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or email it at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
So you know that our band is fully funded by Big Pharma, and every time we play, we have a separate till funding us, right? Like tonight it's Gravol, that's boring. Last time it was Viagra, that was a little bit better. But anyways, that's the thing. But tonight we have the new Pharmacy Seekers, the Drugstore Cowboys. They're going to sing for us. And I'm going to try and sing along, but like, really, now that I've taken all that gravel, because it's our pill of the night, I'm a little tired.
All right, I just found the other notice I wanted to read you about The Nether, which is the show that Chris Lamb is directing. That's why I wanted to mention it. And it's a detective story exploring the nature of virtual realms, fantasy, and morality. The play is set in the near future. The internet has evolved into The Nether, a vast network of virtual reality realms. Users may log in, choose an identity, and indulge in any desire. When Detective Morris investigates a realm called The Hideaway, where pedophiles may live out their fantasies involving children, she brings its creator in for interrogation. They discover they have made emotional attachments in his realm that bind them to the greater questions of ethical behavior, both in the imagination and the outside world. That sounds weird and creepy. And that's going to be at the Fire Hall for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. So keep your eyes out for The Nether. We'll have more stuff on the Fringe next week.
Tim is the best.
Enough of that. The Vancouver Fringe Festival is looking for volunteers. Yes, they just posted this on Facebook. If you haven't signed up yet, please do. And if you have signed up or you can't commit this time, do them a great favor and encourage your friends and family to come out. Volunteering for the Fringe is great fun. You get to participate in all kinds of great shows. You get to meet lots of great people. You get the volunteer rush pass. So when you're not working, you can, if there's a show that hasn't been sold out, you get to sneak in and watch. So lots of great perks, lots of reasons to sign up. Contact them at VancouverFringe.com to get your name on the Fringe volunteer list. And that's our show. We did it. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. This week's shout out goes to friend of the show and friend to us all, Madeline Taylor, who has just been named new programming manager of CITR, replacing the great Sarah Cordingley, who is going on to bigger and better things. Congratulations, Madeline. You're going to be great. Now we have to find someone to take her job. Oh, well. The wheel keeps turning. The wheel keeps turning. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, An audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you just want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around because coming up next, in place of Femme Concept, a performance by Pugs and Crows. Some live jazz right here in the agora of the Student Nest. The award-winning Eleanor will be back with Femme Concept next week. And of course, later on today at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Thanks for listening. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Oh yeah, and you have one more chance to check out Romans in Britain. The Ensemble Theatre Company Festival closes this weekend. Harold Pinter's Betrayal closes tonight. And Romans in Britain tomorrow night at the Jericho Arts Center. You don't want to miss that. Dave Radio will be back next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's